Good morning.
Super excited to have Rick Duran, of course, to talk about some good stuff. I mean, Duke Energy has been named to Fortune Magazine's 2020 list of the world's most admired companies, and this is for the third year in a row. So I thought, wow, let's talk about it.
Well,
pretty cool stuff.
Well, yeah, but before we talk about it, I got to go back to the Disney World story. I'm as a proud veteran, I got to tell you, if you go to Disney, you plan it as a military operation.
That's a good plan.
You got to do your intel. You got to set up your offense. You got to set up your defense in case you have to retreat or retrograde. I mean, it is just amazing, and you're scaring me because I'm true confession time. I'm a huge Harry Potter fan.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a huge Harry Potter fan, and so is my daughter. She graduated from college in just this May. So we're going to do the Universal Harry Potter world, and we're going to do it in June, and I am already scared to death.
Everybody comes back smiling, though.
Right.
You got the stories.
You face the media and the lawmakers all the time. The crowds are nothing compared to that.
I don't know.
Military background, so you are well prepared. If anybody can do it, you're going to be doing it and doing it well, for sure.
Well, anyway, I'm sorry. I sidetracked a little bit.
That's what we do here well.
I know. That's what this show is all about.
It's a sidetrack.
Yeah, sidetrack and everything. So anyway, tell us a little bit more about how they choose the most admired companies, what the matrix is, what you're ranked on. Yeah.
Well, of course, it's Fortune Magazine, and Fortune Magazine's all about money, right?
So
they're going to look at things like long-term investments. They're going to look at kind of the business things, the quality of products, those types. They're going to look at management. They rank your management, how good your management.
So internal and external.
Yeah, exactly. And how do you do your people? But at the same time, they also look at things like people management. Are you taking care of your people? Because if you think about, me, I'm all about powering the communities. That's my forte. That's what I do. My job is to see, are we giving back? Are we active in the community? Are we doing those things? And if you don't have all those other criteria, you're not going to have an employee base that's going to want to give back. Forced volunteerism does not work. So the idea is to give your employees a place they want to work. Give them a salary that can take care of their families, that they can pay for college for. One of the topics you all were just talking about. And if we can put all of these pieces in place, what you end up with is happy customers.
Yes.
Happy employees. And a vibrant community that you can give back to. So it's really nice to say, we're one of the most admired companies. But what I like is how that all pushes down to the local level at the end of the day. How can we end up giving back because we have all of these other attributes in place?
I think it's great because you have a model and you're following the model, which sometimes a lot of companies have a model, but they don't follow through and actually implement that model. It's kind of like a full service here. You've got to do one to be able to maximize the other.
Exactly. Let's face it, we're the power company. So the expectations of our customers are really simple. They want to hit the switch and they want the lights to come on.
Your lovely relationship.
And they want to, and if the lights don't come on, they want us out there quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And when they get a bill at the end of the month, they want it to be as low as possible.
Yep.
So on that piece of the pie, you got to make sure you hit on those.
Yes.
Because if your customer's not satisfied, why are you in the business?
And this is how you began.
Exactly.
Your beginnings there, but you are also on this world stage, and we're talking climate change.
Well, and that's
and big things like that.
Well, exactly. So you make up a very good point. It comes down to that lowest. When you push it down as far as it is, it's do the lights come on?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, if you're a large utility like Duke Energy is, I mean, we're regulated. We're in six states. We got 7.7 million customers. world leaders, national leaders, international leaders look at us and say, what are you also doing about things such as climate change?
Sure.
So we're expected to be a leader in that arena as well. And I'm proud to say that we are.
Yeah.
When we look at the Carolinas, mm-hmm. We're second in the nation in renewable energy. A lot of people don't realize that. And company, because, you know, there are no emissions coming out of those nuclear plants. And so you can't talk about a carbon-free goal if you're not going to have nuclear in the conversation. And so it makes things very interesting on our front. But I'm proud of the fact that we're involved in wind energy. We're involved in biomass. We're involved in solar. And at the end of the day, it needs to be all-encompassing. Mm-hmm. And we can't deny the fact that that's the direction that the world is going in. So if that's the way the world is going in, then we need to be part of the conversation. And because of the size of our company and because of the status of our company, we need to be a leader and in that arena.
Yeah.
And I think we are. I think we're doing a great job. And things like Fortune Magazine recognizing us for that validates that we are doing the right thing.
It's nice. And you're also thinking about communities. I mean, powering communities to thrive.
Oh, yeah, and thank you for bringing that up. Again, we're in six states, but among those six states, annually we give back about $30 million to charity. Mm. So that's a nice chunk of money. But what I'm really proud of is how many literally thousands upon thousands of employee volunteer hours that we do. We're in your schools. We're everywhere. If you look at I was so proud with MLK mm-hmm. Day for Martin Luther King Jr., you know, not only honoring the man and his vision, but also it's a day of volunteerism for Duke Energy. And out at Catawba Nuclear Station, they were building STEM kits.
Yes, I saw that.
That are going to the Fort Mill schools. And across the state, all of our, we were doing food kits, literally thousands of emergency kits, Red Cross kits, STEM kits for education. So all of these things are going. But what I really like about what we're doing is we don't say day of volunteerism. Volunteerism is a way of life. Mm-hmm. It's something that's ongoing throughout the year. And we have got to give back. You've got to be socially responsible. I think it's just something that it has to be in your DNA. And I think it's been in Duke Energy's DNA for 100 plus years.
But you're not so big that you don't remember even things that might not be much for Duke Energy, but might be everything to, for example, the child that wakes up on Christmas morning and has a bike under the mm-hmm. tree. You guys were part of Toys for Happiness.
Oh, yes.
Thank you for that.
Oh, thank you. And boy, and it brings the smile to employees' faces as well. And just a couple of weeks ago, we gave over $180,000 to food banks throughout South Carolina as well. Because at the end of the day, you know, riding a bike makes a child happy. Getting us giving a donation to a school to help with a program, you know, can help a child, but they're not going to learn if they're hungry, right?
Yeah. Right.
And so we want to also help with the basic needs as well as the education needs. And then, of course, the environment's very important as well. As soon as I'm done here, in fact, I'm hitting the road. I'm meeting with the folks out at Ann Close Springs Greenway, and we're going to be one of their major partners for their Earth Day celebrations this year.
Wonderful.
And so we're going to sit down, talk about what that's going to look like and how Duke Energy can partner with them there. So just some exciting things going on.
Rick Duran is with Duke Energy. Duke Energy was named to Fortune Magazine's 2020's list of the most admired companies in the world. All right, Rick, thank you so much. We appreciate it.